But I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate. We think too much and feel too little. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness. Without these qualities, life will be violent. And all will be lost. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die. Dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Will return to the people. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world, to do away with greed. Now let us fight to free the world, to fulfill that promise. Let us all unite.
Welcome back, folks. You're in the Corporation Nation. This is Clint, your host. Hey, just got a couple corrections from yesterday's show. Now, Patrick is always Patrick Jordan from VaccineFraud.com. He is always very concerned about being very accurate and articulate in the information. And he said that there was a couple mistakes he make. And now that I see it, he kind of did make a mistake, but it's a simple mistake, and he just didn't want people to say, oh, well, these guys are crazy because they don't know what they're talking about. He really does know what he's talking about. Genetics is a very difficult subject anyway. Methyl groups and histones, are the locks on genes. He said things like resveratrol, turmeric, B12, quercetin, etc. The histine to keep it from expressing. It blocks the histine to keep it from expressing. And that was wrong. He wanted to say that they are deacetylation inhibitors. Not a big real correction. It's just not that they're not locks, they're just inhibitors. You want to make sure that was a correction. The other topic needs addressing is that SV40 is a polyoma virus, whereas we were saying that it was accidentally said that it was a retrovirus. It's a virus. It is a cancer virus in the herpes order. We're talking about SV40, the cancer virus. Its DNA is circular, just like that. The thing that I read about titanium spears, where circular DNA was sent up on a rocket and came back perfectly intact, despite, you know, these are extremophiles. This makes us wonder what circular DNA they send into space. Pretty scary, actually, when you think about it. And he says he'll talk about SV40, how it gets into cells later. Retroviruses are still in the herpes order, but a completely different family from SV40. Retroviruses use RNA to insert a DNA copy of themselves into the host, and they're also cancer viruses, so they're similar, but not quite the same. So anyway, he just wanted to make sure that he corrected that, just for the, well, these people out here. Let's see. KW is my guest today, coming to us from Kentucky. Now, so this concerns me, because, like I said, I've been approached with the trust law thing before, where people have told me, yeah, you know, I did this whole thing, I put the person in a trust, now I control the trust controls the person, and I do all these things, get all kinds of money, do all these taxes, and everything I pay, I get back because of the IRS forms, and it's really no different than, you know, it's still participation in this fraudulent system, and that I don't like. So are you telling me that if I was to do this particular process, that I would have to... Obviously, it's a good process to do to get to a point where you can actually separate yourself from this system.
Well, that would depend on who you are, Clint. It really does depend on who you are and where you come from. It really does.
Well, but if you're saying that I can't travel, then, I can't travel outside state unless I have a person?
Well, no, what I'm saying is when you travel and you pass through some one horse town in Oklahoma and they pull you over and rape you, that's just something to be expected. You know, don't you want to have some protection that protects you from going through those places?
Well, aren't you protected in free travel between the states? Aren't you considered having the same rights in each state?
Well, yeah, there's a certain base fundamental rights that are reciprocal between all the citizens of the several states, yeah. But like I said, this would depend. Are you a citizen of one of the several states? Well, you know, you may be, you may not be. But chances are, if you have that birth certificate, is that you're operating that entity and that you have this status attached to you. And it's not a status of being free. It's a status other than being free. So this allows them to subject you to some things that they would not be able to subject a real citizen to, or a private citizen. You'll still be able to move around. You'll still be able to do all the things you wanted to do, but you'll just be wiser and smarter. The biggest difference is that you're not going to be associated with that entity which has engaged itself in other transactions and incurred legal obligations. It's kind of like you get, like the Bible says, you get a new white gown. You get a new person.
So you're basically, what you're saying is you're cutting the cord, you're cutting the surety, you're cutting the bond, and you're putting it into a sort of a false corporation, a trust, if you will, and then you're controlling the trust, so the bond is on the trust.
Well, no, that's just one of the things that you could do. Once you go back and correct the record and you are one of the people, you'll be able to move around as a natural person, and that status will be attached to you in their data system so that, you know, you've heard it called the do not detain list. No, it's the out of my jurisdiction list, because the cops, who are commercial security forces, have jurisdiction over all the merchants. Now, when they run that ID, that's how they come back. That's your status. You're an agent operating entity, and that's the status associated with. So you're subject to a particular set of laws. Whereas if you were one of the people and they know you're one of the people, when they run your ID, it comes back, hey, don't mess with this guy. He's one of us. He's one of the bosses. He's a principal, not an agent. We work for him. He doesn't work for us.
Or gotcha. Let's go to the phone. Let's go to Lori in Texas. Welcome, Lori.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Got a question for you. I think I know what you're talking about, and I think I've seen a case similar to this. The question is, did you go above the 14th Amendment and become a people via the Revolutionary War?
Right. You know, yeah, it depends on who you are.
Is that kind of the gist of what you did? I'm trying to keep it as broad as I can as well.
Well, what I did is I argued the validity of that instrument.
Which instrument?
The birth certificate.
So see, you're still part of it. You're still a citizen of your state, or you're one of the people now?
Well, when the judge declared my status, he didn't say I was a citizen of any state. He said that I have the status of a private citizen, which I like, because most of the stuff I see in the court decisions favor private citizens.
Okay, so he didn't get you above the 14th. There's more information I'll get to you, Clint. That answers my question. There's still a couple more steps to go.
Yeah, there's a few.
Yeah, a couple more. But if you're a citizen, then you're still part of that 14th Amendment until you become one of the people in the eyes of the court.
Right.
And yeah, you're not. You're still dead to them.
Yeah, you have a status attached to you that isn't the highest status, which of course is the principal and one of the people, and the people are the Assembly of the Lord, that group of people who are considering themselves Christian princes and all have equal say in what goes on in their lands. This is we call them the shadow government. I call them the people.
I know who you're talking about, and sometimes it's questionable too. I don't want to go into it too far because I know who you're talking about. But yeah, I wanted to see if you'd gotten past the 14th Amendment citizen. That was the question I had. And if he deemed you as a private citizen, he still is deeming you as part of the 14th Amendment. He's allowing you to go by the statutes.
No, that's not accurate.
It's not accurate.
But he used the word citizen. The 14th Amendment only creates artificial persons. It can't create a man, woman, or child. It only creates entities.
Right. So did he deem you alive or still a citizen?
Well, I made sure that they know I'm alive. I can't go too deep into it.
Right, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right, right. And you know, everybody talks about the executor. I'm sure you've heard of that, Clint, right?
Mm-hmm.
Become an executor? Well, there is a way an agent can become the executor of a state of an agency. Absolutely. And we could say that I took that approach also.
Okay.
But you have to have the evidence. You know, I gripe about this all the time, is that I don't care what you claim. As long as you got the evidence to prove your claim beyond a reasonable doubt, you win.
I believe I have the evidence. That's basically how I feel about it now. I don't need their paper.
Create your own evidence. World. See, that's the thing people don't understand, that people can create their own evidence.
Right. But the Creator created my evidence, hence the blood flowing through my veins. I'm alive.
Yeah, I don't need a piece of paper to show that I exist.
Right.
That person and that citizen does, see?
Right.
Well, you guys are you're speaking a little bit. This is what people don't like. Unfortunately, it's this code talk, and I don't like it either.
Everybody knows that we're not an entity, right? You're not an entity, are you, Clint?
Well, you came on here saying everybody is, right?
Well, no, I don't think I said everybody was an entity, but everybody's operating an entity.
Okay.
In most cases. But entity, as defined in law, is a person other than a natural person. And this is what we call what an artificial person is. We have to understand that the person that is represented by that birth certificate, that place and date of birth, is an artificial person with which you have been clothed to give you some rights, because under the law, the law of the land, by the people who own the land, you don't have no rights. So they clothe you with an artificial person, or what we call a juristic person, that you can use to prove that you have certain rights in this society, mainly commercial and civil rights.
There's no such thing as rights, though. That's a man-made thing.
Yeah, but he's talking about within this, as a citizen, This is what you're participating in. This is what you're agreeing to, whether tacitly or other forms of consent.
Well, yeah, and that's not a true statement. There are rights. I can give you a right, can I not? And
no.
You can give me a right, can't you?
No.
We can't?
No.
Well, that's what happens when a man and woman gets married. They both acquire rights. And they do so on their own free will, you know.
Yeah, Laura, you can't just say I'm alive and therefore the fiction isn't in existence.
Yeah,
the lie exists. I mean, people are still contracted in it.
Right.
So, I mean, in that regard, yeah, the rights might be a lie, but they're still rights.
Yeah, you ignore that person, or you can fix it. It's up to you. But I know.
Sounds like you're breaking up. Hopefully that's not on my side, but repeat that again.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know if that's me or you guys breaking up. I can't tell, but Lori, did you just hear what he said?
No, I did not.
Okay. It's so hard to tell on
we'll try for another minute. If you don't, I'll call back in. But
just repeat what you just said.
Well, let's not get caught up whether or not you're that person or not. You're not that person, but you could choose to ignore it, or you could choose to fix it. And fixing it's a little bit harder than ignoring it, but ignoring it is going to cost you longer in the long run. It's a legal status and a legal obligation that has been incurred or presumed that you owe. All you have to do is get the evidence to prove that you don't owe it.
Well, so, I mean, for the most part, what we've been talking about is stepping entirely out of the system. In the notion of Christian, you know, true Christian form, even though Christian is a legal status as well, but you get the point. Literally following, as Lori is talking about, being completely 100% alive all the time, never being artificial, never being a person, never being having a flattering title, etc., etc., etc.
They have unities like that. They call them Amish, you know, like the Amish. The phone, the clean water, the electric, and all.
Hey, but why don't you call back in on your phone? I guess Skype's messing up here.
All right, I sure will.
Are you hearing me? Okay, cool. Oh, yeah. So I've been getting more questions than I had before now. Lori, we still have you, right?
Yes, I still see it clear. I mean, I still see that as part of the games that they play with us. I mean, no offense to anyone. You know, I'm talking to someone down here that's gone through a similar case, and I still see it as playing within the system.
The question is, can you really play without the system and ignore the system without getting burned because you have no protection?
Well, in Texas, you have your guns for protection, but...
you can say that, but I'd say 90% of the people with guns ain't going to use them.
Exactly. And most of the time you don't need them. But literally, I think once enough people do it, they literally, when someone in a governmental agency or a public servant knows you are aware of this, and you treat them with a lot of honor and try not to take them out of honor in their system, they leave you alone. They don't bother you. They let you go about your life. You can set up your life to live any way you want to. It's just a different lifestyle. And the question
is the people you associate with, too, you know, and the people you do business with, too. Like, how many people here like doing business with Time Warner Cable?
Why do you watch TV?
Oh, I don't watch TV. I ain't watched TV in probably about 7 years.
Right, I mean, who's Time Warner Cable? They don't exist to me.
Well, I know, but that's you. There's a 6 billion and 6.5 billion other people on the planet, you know.
Well, when you wake up to this, you don't want to watch TV. I mean, why would you?
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's when you have the knowledge, it's why would you? I mean, unless you are just messing around and goofing off.
Well,
and
see,
not
but
being
that's
true.
that's the fatal flaw with that is that you're never going to get everybody to be like you, nor should you want everybody to be like you. The question is, where are you going to get? You know, like I said, we've been promoting this sort of notion of going all the way and getting rid of all legal connections whatsoever. But I'm starting to sort of step back a minute and say, well, is that even possible? Because it's the very government that is set up to protect that all these quote-unquote rights that we're talking about, your right to be free. It's great to say it's under God, but if there's nothing to protect it, then where's the right coming from?
Well, you know, when we talk about this, we got to remember the wardship angle too, because until you prove yourself, you're not allowed to exercise all of your God-given rights. And when we take some of the positions that we take regarding the entity and the law, we take the position of a child. You know, I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it. I'm not going. And sometimes that's the wrong thing to do, and the right thing to do is step up to the plate and say, let's do this business. I'm a big boy.
And the thing on security, you walk out of your house every day, you can trip and fall and crack your head.
Sure.
I don't really worry about the security. I mean, it's not an issue.
It's, right, but, you know, it's like an airplane crash. You know, it's the odds. You got, what's the odds of you dying in a plane crash if you never step foot on a plane? Well, it's not zero, but you greatly reduce your odds of dying in a plane crash if you never get on the plane. And it's the same way in business. You know, the chances of you going to jail for fraud for filing financial instruments is zero when you don't fill out no financial instruments. And you know, and it could be applied to other ways. You know, we always want to play the odds because the less interaction that we have with all these corporations is the better off we're going to be. Now, some people have to go to work. Some people don't. Some people have enough cash that they can live back, kick back, and enjoy the fruits. Some people are in another bad situation. But to me, from all of my research, it comes down to one thing that you have to fix. And that's being either legitimate or illegitimate. And when I say that with a spiritual reference and a biblical reference, as well as a legal reference. And when I also say, talk about being born again. When they say being born again, you have to be born again. But I'm not saying you have to, you know, what most preachers think being born again. I'm saying legally, you have to be born again.
You break the Sesquicentennial Trust.
Well, the only reason the Sesquicentennial Trust was created is because you were an infant of unknown parentage. Go back and fix the record. Now that you're no longer the infant of unknown parentage, now you're the heir. Now you're truly all born again. And you're the son, or the daughter, and you're heir. Whereas right now you're not heir, you're just the tear.
Right.
Make no mistake about it, that they're keeping records of this stuff in the courthouses of who you are, what your parentage is, and how you act and what you do and who the people are and who's just visiting. They know who the people are. They know who you are.
Oh, yeah, they do.
And maybe someday you may turn up and ask them some questions that, you know, might lead you somewhere.
Laurie, thanks. I got a couple more calls to get to, but keep on trucking down there.
All right. Take care. Call me sometime. Right. Bye.
Yep. Let's go to Caesar in New York. Caesar, welcome.
Yes, good evening, Clint. I got to say that you are amazing. I've never seen anything like your presentations. My question to you is, let's say you have a child. You say, I don't want the birth certificate. How do you go about that? And how do you go about if you have the U.S. citizenship under the 14th Amendment to become principal, not a contractual agent acting as the person? And I saw that KW references a lot religion. Religion is really communism. Matter of fact, I was talking today to a guy from Russia, and he agreed with me on that. Religion is really a base of control. I mean, I don't know what God means to people, but to me, God means Mother Nature. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's around us. I don't believe there's a God because, you know, there's been gods throughout time, and man always has to create God, but... I mean, religion is communism.
Well, so Caesar, real quick, remember that when you look in the legal definition of religion, it literally is very simple. It's man's relation to God. Whatever that means to you doesn't matter. So if your relation to God is through government, and government is your magistrate and controlling you, and you're a creation of government through the person, then government literally is your key to God. It's the replacement of God on, and you're not, you know, acting in nature. So that's the whole point. So when we say religion, really, we're saying, well, my relation to God is a direct link. I don't need government to go through it.
So let me, out of my ignorance, because I'm not as well versed as you are, or nor am I at your level, but out of my ignorance, what you're basically trying to tell me, God, which stands for gold, oil, and drugs, is capitalized because it's being idolized. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I don't believe I said anything like such. But what I'm saying is the people that run this world and the law that they use to govern the world is biblical in nature and takes on that religious aspect. Now, when I go look at the term religion, and that would be in Bouvier's, it talks about the belief in a sovereign being to which duties are owed and awards will be given for the obeying or disobeying of that sovereign's law. State is a religion because they believe that the state has the power. Well, what is the state? Well, it's just a fiction, a piece of paper, but it's the people that bring life into it, life to the image of the beast. Just because I don't agree with the way they do it doesn't mean that that's not affecting me. Even though it may be false, the fact that he believes it and acts upon his belief affects me. And the people that run this world have put this system into place, and from everything that I've learned, there's no doubt in my mind that you were born into sin, alright, and the wages of sin is death. And the only way that you can be saved is to believe in Jesus Christ and be born again. Now, what do I mean when I say that? Well, I meant what I said. I meant, you know, what when I said it. And I mean,
so that's God, my question to you is, I hear all this religion. I know God doesn't speak or write, but my question to you is, if I went tomorrow and say, hey, I don't want to be a U.S. citizen. I want to be an American national. I don't want a Social Security card, which I don't want the mark of the beast. I want to be a principal, not a contractual agent acting as a person. What do I have to do to go about that to free myself from the tyranny, okay, that I have been put into under this fiction that I live in? It's basically almost like being in the Matrix, which is the world they pull over your eyes to blind you from the truth, that you're born into this mental, emotional, and spiritual prison, and you can't see the bars around you.
Right.
Well, do I make sense? Sure. I'm talking to you out of my ignorance, because you guys are much more versed on this than I am.
First, Caesar, first you have to realize that government and religion are the same thing.
Sure.
That's the first step. You have to understand you're in a religion whether you like it or not. Okay, government is your god right now.
Right. Well, there's all different kinds of governments. And it's just a matter of what government are you under. How do we know what government you're under? Well, we have this little document called a birth certificate that evidences the juristic person under the law which it was organized. I don't give legal advice, but if I was you, what I would do is go file a declaratory judgment. Take that birth certificate down there, understand what it is, have the evidence to prove what it is, and then ask what your legal relationship is to it. And not only that, you can question the validity of the instrument. And this is what they call having the judge enter a determination upon the construction of the instrument. Is it valid? Because if it was made due to a clerical mistake or fraud or any other kind of mistake, it's invalid. And then you go back to your first state because that's when you are free. Well, once you correct the record, the organization should have never been organized, so you go back to the beginning, to your first estate.
Where do I go to do this? Like, I'm in New York State. I'm in, like, Queens County. So where do I go to do this? To the county clerk's office?
You can do it at a federal level, county level, or state level.
I got to get a territory judgment. Look at that. Now, let's say I got...
Okay, hold on, hold that thought. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
It is like a finger pointing away to the moon.
Don't concentrate on the finger or you will miss all that heavenly glory.
Empty your mind. Be formless, shapeless, like water.
Welcome back. So, just a quick note here. Mr. KW has been doing this for a while. He's been studying for a very, very, very long time. To ask him what can I do tomorrow to go down and take care of this all, not really an answer for that, and I'm certainly not recommending or giving advice that anybody should go down and do anything. The declaratory judgment thing is sort of harmless. Well, I wouldn't say harmless, but it's not really, you're not creating controversy, so it's not that big of a deal. But this is a learning process. Let that be known right off the bat. This is not something that we're going to figure out. Obviously, I have all kinds of questions, you know, myself, and it's going to take me a while to really understand this whole thing. So, I guess the real problem is that we're emotional about it. We're emotional about something that has no emotion. It's legal. It's absolutely just something to understand. It's not something to think is right or wrong. It just is, and you either do it or you don't. You participate in it or you don't. But what you don't do is you don't anthropomorphize it, just like you don't anthropomorphize religion. You take it for what it is, and you deal with it in the best way you can. So the reason I have KW on today is to hopefully educate us in something we can do in the future. But I don't think it would be wise for anybody to just go down and start messing with this without a huge, huge bunch of back knowledge. And on that note, I don't recommend going down and trying to take care of this tomorrow without doing some serious reading first and learning. And that's why we have KW here. So anyway, Caesar, last thing, we got to move on.
All right, so if you're a U.S. citizen, you could do the same thing, declaratory judgment, right? And how can I educate myself or verse myself as versed as you guys are? Where can I get this information, and how can I get up to a level where I can understand it?
Stop watching TV and read books. Stop drinking beer and read books.
What books?
A treatise on the law of agency, a treatise on jurisdiction of courts, a treatise on constitutional law. Treaties are a very specific kind of a good read because they get straight to the point. And as always, you have to have law dictionaries so that you understand the words that are being used. For instance, you keep on referring to yourself as a U.S. citizen. You have to understand that you can never be what's called a U.S. citizen if it was created by the 14th Amendment. Now, if you want to say you have the status of a U.S. citizen, that would be a more truer statement. But the one thing we have to understand most importantly is that the difference between a natural person and an artificial person. You start understanding that and what your relationship is to these artificial persons, then you'll start getting a grip on how the matrix works. But if you want to find out what your legal obligations are, question the validity of that instrument, then a declaratory judgment is what you need to seek.
Yeah, now, Caesar, a treatise on the law of agency is a PDF. It's about 2,000 pages, just so you know. And
wow.
That's a good place to start, but like I said, it's a wealth of knowledge, and of course the law and the law books change with each new decision of court, precedent set. So you know, it's difficult. It's a long journey, and you know, hopefully we'll take it together here in the next. I'm planning on doing this at least to the point where our guest has gone. Not sure about the trust thing, but
let's understand that I have not created no entities or did anything. That's just some of the things that you can do.
Right. All right. Well, let's go to thanks, Caesar. Let's go to Matt in Missouri. Matt, welcome.
It's hey guys, great conversation. Even though a lot of it's right over the top of my head, I'm just trying to wrap my mind around this and figure this out. KW, I think what you were saying earlier is there's always going to be some type of law to govern any interaction between countries, corporations, whatever.
Yeah.
The problem we've got is the defect in the record. What I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around is that if I'm remembering right, the last time I saw my birth certificate, my mother and father were listed on it. So how have they changed it up? Have they done it behind the scenes? Where they've made us somebody that's an orphan? How have they done that when your parents are right on that birth certificate?
Well, if we go look at the Kentucky Revised Statute 213.051, which is titled Contents of Birth Certificate, there's where you'll find what your contents of birth certificate are, and that is the information and contents of your birth certificate. Now, there'll be a similar statute there in your state. Now, once you've read that, you're going to be scratching your head going, what? Well, once you go and dig in deeper and you start reading about the registrar memos and understanding how everything operates, you're going to understand that they assumed custody and control of you, and then they named your mom and dad, who were appointed them as custodians, and listed them as a mother and father. It's is strictly a legal term.
Yeah, okay. that's the hard part, is understanding that anytime you see a word that's being used legally, chances are it's a legal version of the real thing. And if you look, you'll see that your mother was actually the informer. A person who informs or prefers an accusation against another, person who sues for a penalty, which is given to any person. It's this whole thing.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about that part before, Clint. My question, though, is, I've got three kids. How do I straighten out that record for them so they don't end up in this trap? Because we're at a point in this country now where they don't wait for you to become of age to come apply for a Social Security number. They just issue it to you at birth. So this 14th Amendment thing has opened the door for them to take jurisdiction over you, which in turn is opening the door for international jurisdiction. So what I'm looking at is remedy for nipping all this in the bud. Well, when you say correct the record, are you correcting it through the declaratory judgment, or do you have to actually go and do anything to the birth certificate itself before you go get the declaratory judgment?
Well, there's two things that we could do here. Under the statute, it says if the child is identified and a new certificate obtained, this file is to be put into under seal and not to be viewed except under the order of a circuit court. Because according to the papers, I'm talking about the records that you are not allowed to see except by order of a court, those records say that there's an infant of unknown parentage. But the most important thing to understand, we're talking about how they get tied in this and to prevent their children from getting into it. What we want to do with the declaratory judgment is bring up the invalidity issue of that instrument. Now, why do I say the birth certificate is an instrument? Well, if we go look at the term birth certificate in the Black's Law, it says a formal document which certifies as to the date and place of one's birth and a recitation of his or her parentage. We have to understand that's a formal document. Well, what is a formal document? Well, if we go look up the term formal, it says see form, see parties. Well, if you go look up form, it says a model or skeleton of an instrument to be used in judicial proceedings or legal transactions containing the proper information. Now, if we go look at the term instrument, okay, it says a written document, a formal or legal document in writing. So an instrument is a formal document. What did they just say a birth certificate was? It's a formal document. So you have an instrument. An instrument always has what we call parties. Now, when you go look up the instrument definition, it says a formal document in writing, such as a contract, a deed, a will, a bond, or a lease. Now, what kind of instrument is that birth certificate? Well,
it's bond, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I have no evidence of that. I say it's the record of a deed, and that deed that was done, which evidences, that certificate evidences, is that an organization was organized. A person was born. A deed was done. And this is where we have to go back and question the information that is on there. Because if you did not fill out an affidavit of paternity for your child, your child was considered an infant of unknown parentage, and thus operation of the law under the 14th Amendment took over.
So, okay, so I can do that affidavit of paternity myself? Or?
Well, if you have some question about it, I would tell you go get a declaratory judgment and try to get in there and get a peek at the record.
Okay. One last question I had. Now, when you're claiming the proof of the parentage, are you talking spiritual or earthly? Are you talking claiming your physical parents or your heavenly father?
Oh, I'm going to say both.
Okay, all right. The last question, I'm sorry to keep hammering you guys with dumb questions, but the last question is, as far as jurisdiction goes, the only one I've never heard anybody address is the jurisdiction of ambassador. At any point, do we start talking about being an ambassador for the other kingdom, or is that something we're not even going to worry about?
No, we're not going to talk about that. Like, what it is that our status is going to change. And the way they got things set up, it's heaven and hell here on earth. You ever see the rich people that are a bunch of dumbasses running around and doing all the crazy stuff?
Yeah.
Well, these people, their parents figured it out, and they're in the system. They're one of the people. They're one of the heirs to the corporations and companies. Well,
when you say status, you're also saying standing, right?
Right. Oh, me, I am.
Sure.
So the court, then, the court is not going to recognize you as what it recognized you before, which was basically its servant.
Right. Any person who is unsure or uncertain as to his status may petition the court for a declaration of status. If you think you're a citizen, go find out. Declaratory judgment on status. Any person who is interested under a deed or other instrument of writing, birth certificate, may have rights and duties declared by the court. Now, if you're real good and you know what's really going on and what your options are, when you understand that you are the agent and that the principal cannot be found, guess who gets to take over as the executor of the estate of the organization? You do. But that's under the law of agency. Nobody would you will never find it anywhere unless you understand the law of agency, because the law of agency is everything. You'll never understand government. You'll never understand how companies, corporations, or none of that stuff works unless you understand what's called the law of agency.
Wow. I told you guys this was over my head.
Well, there's a book that I've got here. It's called A Treatise on the Law of Agency. Like I said, it's 2,000 pages, but if you want to... Just the first couple pages explain a lot. So if it should be online somewhere, A Treatise on the Law of Agency. It's a PDF, so it might help.
Thanks a lot. Great job, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, man.
No problem.
Take care. Let's see. That was Matt. Let's go to Tom in Tennessee. Tom, welcome. Tom, do we have you?
Hello?
Howdy.
Howdy.
Oh, great to hear you. I really appreciate, Clint, what you and KW are doing, unlocking the door for people like us.
I have a two-part.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I have a two-part question for KW, and rather than kind of put him on the spot, this is like a sort of a theoretical question. Someone in his position, what he recommend as a legitimate natural person to do business in commerce, what type of currency or monetary system would he use? Would it be Federal Reserve notes? Would it be pre-33 gold, silver, or would it be bullion?
It could be pinto beans.
It doesn't matter.
That's what's accepted.
So in other words, if you have Federal Reserve notes on your person, that doesn't necessarily signify a status.
No.
The question would be, would using the reserve notes, would that bring a person into commerce, a natural person into interstate commerce?
No.
If it is a national... No?
No.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I can answer because he answered my same question. What does it say on the paper itself? It says this is good for this is legal tender for public and private. So as a private citizen, which is what he was declared to be, it's good. There's no obligation in using it. However, this is where it gets a little confusing. What if you use it in a corporation that's out of state or that has a franchise there?
Well, most of the time they'll use what they call a credit. They operate the credit system, because remember, out of all the so-called monies that's in the system, only about $300 billion or $3 billion or whatever it is actually what we call cash. The rest of it's just credit, and this is what we talk about, the Federal Reserve credit system. According to the Federal Reserve Act, 1934, any person, entity, wishing to do business within the Federal Reserve credit system must have a certificate of organization. And this is the difference. As long as I have cash money, whether, and when I say money, that means anything that is acceptable in, that I could use in a transaction for trade. It could be whatever, you know.
Chickens,
right, whatever. That's my money. See, as long, the more goods I have, the more money I have. It just so happens that the Federal Reserve notes are just a currency that is used internally within the government. But when that government does business with private persons, and they do all the time, as a matter of fact, the government, United States government is the biggest purchaser of goods and services in the past 25 years. They do business with private companies all the time. And when these private companies, you know, defense contractors, Boeing, all these private companies, they get paid in what we call the Federal Reserve notes and credit. They use it without any detriment to their status as being private. And so can you.
So what's the second part of your question?
The Federal Reserve note is actually, it's a debt note, an obligation of the United States government to the Federal Reserve. So basically,
yeah, but it is backed by someone's collateral.
Really quick, is there a benefit? The pre-33, pre-65 coins, they were lawful tender versus legal tender.
We'll answer that when we get back. Stay tuned, folks.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail. Triple A banks again. Fear levels rising as a U.S. crash seems imminent. Having smashed the debt ceiling of 14 trillion.
Sorry, I didn't catch that last question to our caller, but I think it had something to do with gold.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
My question was, biblically, in the days of King Solomon, they used a system of honest weights and measures, which was mostly silver. There's a difference between the pre-33 gold and pre-65 gold and silver coins. It's lawful tender versus legal tender, which is a Federal Reserve note. Is there any benefit to using the lawful tender versus the legal tender?
Well, you know, that would depend on who you are and how you do business. For most of us common folk, we're very limited to our scope of business. On some of these higher levels with these multinational corporations, these people deal with transactions, and, you know, having the value of billions and billions of dollars. And there's just not that much gold to facilitate all the commerce that is going on. This is why they use what we call commercial paper, or what's called currency. What is currency? It's used to pass current. And that's what, back in the pre-revolutionary days, that's why they used currency. It was a means of passing current between men. Because nobody wants to go work for nothing, right?
Yes.
All right, now, that Federal Reserve note has value. You can take it down and exchange it for goods. It is a debt and obligation of the United States. That's why you can take that Federal Reserve note to an agent of the United States, a merchant, and trade it for goods and services.
I see.
Under the law of merchant.
Sure.
Yeah, and you know, anything that the Federal Reserve is loaning, all these things, you know, it's doing so, the money has value because everything that's being loaned to people, with the exception, well, not with the exception, actually, even the unsecured loans are backed by the good faith and credit of the United States. They all have value. A mortgage loan is going to be backed by that home, so the money is literally worth the promise to pay on that home. The unsecured debt is backed by the ability to write it off. So it all has value. It's just hard to think of it as, you know, the face value. You have to realize that every dollar has something backing it, whether it's us, our property,
right,
some contract, some loan, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Let me take one last call here, and we're running out of time real quick. Sherry in Kansas. Sorry I didn't get to Chris in Colorado, but Sherry in Kansas, real quick.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Howdy.
Evening.
Hello?
Good evening.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. You know, parents, mothers and fathers that went to an obstetrician while they were pregnant, you know, talk about this saying, woe be ye lawyers. I'd say, woe be you obstetricians.
Right.
Well, that did this.
You know, and it's the church, too. I mean, all these hospitals, like KW said last time, most of these hospitals are run by churches.
Oh, yeah. I was born in a Catholic hospital.
They are putting us into this system. You think about that for a moment.
Well, not only that, churches are allowed to create juridical persons.
Now, I have a baptismal certificate. Now, could that be part of my evidence if I did this thing?
Yes.
Okay.
That trumps the registered name.
Yeah, that would trump the birth certificate.
I have some my ex-husband, him and all his siblings were born at home, so his parents had to go and apply for birth certificates, so they got bamboozled too.
Yeah, well, since 2006, here in Kentucky, the hospitals are not responsible for births at home and register, so you can register them at home. Nobody says you have to register.
Yeah, unfortunately, all voluntary, all choice.
Yep.
Just don't know we have the choice.
Yep.
All right, KW, I thank you, man. We're going to have you back soon, hopefully, and I always appreciate you coming on. I guess we'll make this a regular thing if that's cool with you, because obviously
anytime,
you got people's attention. All right, my friend, take care. Thanks, callers. We'll see you tomorrow.
With financial uncertainty,